Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, March 17th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. It's St. Patrick's Day, folks. Happy St. Patrick's Day, folks. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, the former paper mill in Jay, Maine, was set to reopen as a particle board manufacturer in a few years. Also making headlines, a former graphic packaging employee has been accused of stealing $1 million of the company's merchandise. We'll have more on the stories later in the show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, March 15th at 55.17, down 27 points or 0.5% from the March 8th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 4-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.7%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Sappi, up 12.1%, followed by 3M, up 11.82%. The week's biggest decliner was Glatfelter, closing down 16.5%. And over the past year, Boise Cascade has been the top performer, up 115%, while the deepest decliner has been IT Tech Packaging, down 40%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is down 0.7%, while the PM40 is unchanged. That's right, the PM40 is unchanged. And we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Metsä launches public consultation for planned Goul tissue paper mill in the UK. Metsä Group's tissue paper business announces the launch of a three-week public consultation on its plans to develop a new state-of-the-art tissue mill in Goul, East Yorkshire, the UK. Metsä announced it had chosen Goul as the site for this landmark investment in September of 2023. The planned investment would be worth hundreds of millions of pounds. Subject to planning and environmental permits, the new mill would increase the UK's self-sufficiency by more than 30% in the production of tissue products. The proposed mill would be the largest of its kind in the UK, and it would create 400-plus jobs at the facility, as well as thousands more across the supply chain and the local economy. Now, Metsä Tissue's activity is rooted in sustainability, with a target for all products to be manufactured from fully fossil fuel-free raw material by 2030, say that fast three times, as the company strives to achieve a net zero society. The Goole facility will use cutting-edge sustainable production technologies to deliver an efficient and modern facility with world-class environmental performance. Those wishing to offer feedback during the public consultation will have until the Thursday, the 5th of April, to provide their comments. So if you want to comment, folks, do it, and do it fast. April 5th is going to be here before you know it. Dateline Camas, Washington. Georgia Pacific employee killed in Camas Mill accident identified. Officials have identified a 32-year-old Hazeldale man as the person who was killed Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, at the Georgia Pacific Camas Mill. Dakota Austin Klein died from blunt trauma to his head, neck, and torso. He became entangled in industrial machinery, according to the Clark County Medical Examiner's Office. The agency ruled his death an accident. Camas Police and the Camas Washougal Fire Department responded to the mill at 5:04 p.m. local time. An employee was found dead inside the mill, Camas Police said, quote, "Safety is a value at Georgia Pacific. This is devastating for his family and friends and for our Camas team," Georgia Pacific Public Affairs Officer Christy Ward said. Christy Ward continues, quote, "We are working to support them, and we are working through the investigation with the appropriate authorities, including corporate safety resources and OSHA," end of quote. According to Ward, the death happened within the unitizing and converting department, which is shut down until further notice, according to reports at the time. The department is in the end of the process for packaging finished products. Georgia Pacific manufactures and distributes tissue, pulp, paper, packaging, and building products. The Washington State Department of Labor and Industries has opened its own investigation.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Again, Dateline Helsinki. Finnish paper workers' union terminates collective agreements with UPM's businesses. The paper workers' union has terminated its collective agreements with UPM Pulp, UPM Communication Papers, UPM Specialty Papers, UPM Raflatac, and UPM Biofuels businesses to expire midterm on the 21st or 22nd of April 2024, depending on the agreement. Quote, the paper workers' union's decision to terminate the collective agreements in the middle of the contract period is regrettable. We had hoped that wage increases and productivity improvements could have been discussed constructively without terminating the agreements. Our aim is to find mutually beneficial solutions without creating unnecessary insecurity, end of quote, says Jaakari Holman, Vice President of Labor Markets at UPM. UPM businesses and the Papers Workers Union have been negotiating for the last 2 years of the contract period. So far, the negotiations have focused on the parties' objectives. The business environment has changed significantly since the agreements were signed in 2022. That doesn't seem too long ago, folks. UPM underlines the importance of defining wage increases in relation to mutually agreed productivity improvements. Quote, UPM wants to reward good performance. Competitiveness is the key to the future of UPM's businesses, and its continued strengthening is in everyone's interest, end of quote. Holman continues, now, negotiations with the Paper Workers Union will continue as soon as possible, UPM said. The termination of the collective agreements does not mean that the negotiations have ended, UPM said. Ongoing political strikes in Finland, for example at the ports, are not related to the negotiation process between UPM and the paper workers' union. The strikes are very unfortunate, and UPM suffers from their collateral effects, the company said.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Scandinavia. Shying Industrial intends to sell 48.16% in Nordic Paper. Nordic Paper Holdings AB has noted that Shanying International Holding Company Limited has announced that Shanying intends to sell all or part of its stake in Nordic Paper. It further noted by the company that the intentions are at an early stage and that there are no guarantees that a sale will be achieved or at what terms, including price. Shanying, via its wholly owned subsidiary, Sutriv Holding AB, currently holds 48.16% of the outstanding shares in Nordic Paper. A sale of a part or all of Shanying's estate and to a third party may trigger a need for a mandatory tender offer of all shares of Nordic Paper. Now, given the situation, the board of directors of Nordic Paper has decided to initiate a process to explore potential interest from third parties for all shares in the company. The purpose of the process is to seek the best possible value and outcome for all shareholders in Nordic Paper. The process may ultimately result in a public tender offer for all outstanding shares in Nordic Paper, where shareholders would have the choice of whether or not to accept the offer. Any such offer would include, inter alia, an opinion regarding the offer from the board of directors of Nordic Paper, represented by an independent bid committee, and the provision of a fairness option from independent financial advisors. The process is in the early stages, and it may not result in any offer for all shares in the company. Nordic Paper is a leading specialty paper producer with its base in Scandinavia. Dateline Maryland, Enviva announces restructuring agreements amid Chapter 11 proceedings. Enviva Incorporated, a producer of wood-based biomass, disclosed the execution of two restructuring support agreements, also affectionately known as RSAs, with its creditors, aiming to reduce its debt by approximately $1 billion. That's a lot of money, folks. That's $1 billion. These agreements have received support from an ad hoc group representing significant portions of Enviva's debt, including about 72% of its senior secured credit facility, 95% of its 2026 senior notes, 78% of bonds for its Eppes, Alabama plant, and 45% of bonds from its Bond, Mississippi project. Another RSA involves holders of more than 92% of the Bond project bonds. Now, to facilitate this restructuring, Enviva and some subsidiaries have initiated voluntary Chapter 11 proceedings in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Virginia. The company has also secured $500 million in debtor-in-possession financing from the ad hoc group to support operations during the restructuring and to contribute to the completion of the Eppes facility. Interim CEO and CFO Glenn Nunzinta noted the restructuring as a key step in Enviva's business transformation aimed at improving profitability and optimizing its capital structure. The company plans to complete the restructuring by the fourth quarter of 2024, with the Eppes plant expected to be operational in the first half of 2025. Development of the Bond project is currently paused, with plans to reassess post-restructuring based on customer contracting. Now, under the RSA terms, existing equity holders will receive 5% of the common equity in the reorganized company post-Chapter 11, plus warrants for an additional 5% of the equity, subject to dilution from future equity issuances approved by the court. Enviva has communicated with the NYSE, that's the New York Stock Exchange, to maintain its common stock listing throughout the restructuring, provided it meets the exchange's minimum standards. Dayline Stockholm. Metsä likely to temporarily shut mill due to strike. Finnish paperboard producer Metsä Board said it expects to temporarily shut down one of its mills later this past week due to a two-week political strike affecting Finland's harbors and railroad systems. We've heard about this before. Industrial logistics and electrical workers began a two-week strike this past Monday, targeting exports, imports, and cargo transportation. The strike is the latest in a series of trade union actions protesting labor market reforms and proposed cuts to the social welfare system by Finland's right-wing government. A Metsä spokesperson said its mill in Jotsino in southern Finland will need to be temporarily idled as a result of the strikes due to raw material shortages. The spokesperson did not have an estimate of how the strike would affect Metsä's other mills in Finland. Quote, "Of course, the target is to keep the mills operational throughout the strike as much as possible, depending on the length of the strike," the spokesperson said. Production at the closed mill is expected to ramp up after the strike ends, and employees will do maintenance work in the meantime, the spokesperson added. Metsä does not expect its Swedish mills to be affected by the strike. Many companies are anticipating an impact from the strike action. Earlier last week, Swedish metals company maker Boliden said it expects a 300 million crown, that's 29.35 million U.S. dollar hit to its first quarter profit, while Finnish forestry firm UPM plans on temporarily closing a paper mill, which we discussed earlier in the show. Stay tuned, folks. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now, finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline J. Maine. Former paper mill in J. Maine set to reopen as a particle board manufacturer in just a few years. The Androscoggin Mill, which employed hundreds of people in the area for years, is coming back. A developer is going to lease a portion of the land that the mill currently sits on to create high-quality-oriented strand board. That's good news, folks. The paper mill closed down in 2023, a few years after an explosion put the future of the mill in jeopardy. Quote, although I was deeply relieved that no one was injured, I was concerned for the livelihoods of the workers and for the future of the mill itself and for this very community, said Governor Janet Mills, who was in Jay to help announce the new plans. In December, a group named JGT2, what a name, folks, purchased the mill from Pixel. The new group will be leasing 100 acres of land to Godfrey Forest Products, a developer of engineered wood products. They specialize in making oriented strand board. Quote, when I, like so many others, learned of the pulp mill explosion, you'll forgive me, but I saw an opportunity, said John Godfrey, the founder of Godfrey Forest Products. OSB is primarily in building single and multifamily residential homes where it is used as the structural element in walls, floors, and roofs. I know that we know this, folks. All products made at the Mill & J will be sold to major home improvement retailers like Lowe's and Home Depot throughout the Northeast. GFP, which is had success developing and managing OSB production sites in North America, says the investment will be in the hundreds of millions, but will create 125 good-paying jobs in the town of Jay. Dateline Brazil. Spinova and Suzano have signed a letter of intent regarding plans for a new production facility. Spinova PLC and Suzano SA have signed a letter of intent regarding a potential new production facility for wood-based Spinova fiber. Spinova and its partners will deliver the fiber production technology to Suzano, who will be the owner and operator of a new production facility. The preliminary target capacity of the facility is 20,000 metric tons of fiber per year, and it is likely to be located near an existing Suzano pulp mill. Now, the letter of intent is a non-binding agreement where parties wish to record certain criteria as requirements for moving into the pre-engineering phase of the new facility. The letter of intent includes also preliminary terms and conditions for the new facility, as Suzano will be responsible for finding the right funding for the investment into the new facility. Spinova does not need to raise capital for this plant. Now, the opportunity for Spinova to invest in other future plants remains at Spinova's discretion. Spinova and Suzano have been joint venture partners since 2020 in Woodspin, whose first production facility producing wood-based Spinova fiber opened in 2023 in Jävekosla, Finland. The Woodspin factory acts as an industrial demonstration of Spinova's technology and Suzano's textile MFC technology, and it's used for qualifying the process and fiber output to support the investment decision for the new facility. The pre-engineering phase of the new facility is expected to commence during the second half of 2024. Moving to pre-engineering is subject to Spinova delivering a process design package for the new facility, as well as Suzano's strategic approval, and for a certain process and fiber metrics at the Woodspin facility to be met. Dateline Atlanta, Texas. That's Atlanta, Texas, folks, not Atlanta, Georgia. Former Graphic Packaging employee accused of stealing $1 million of company's merchandise. An Atlanta, Texas man has been arrested and charged with an alleged $1 million property theft from his former employer, Graphic Packaging International in Domino, Texas. William Thomas was booked into the Cass County Jail after the Texas Department of Public Safety executed a search warrant at its home this past Monday, where alleged stolen items from Graphic Packaging were found by law enforcement. Quote, the joint operation involving the Texas DPS Criminal Investigation Division, Texas Highway Patrol Division, Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Cass County District Attorney's Office led to the discovery of stolen equipment belonging to Graphic Packaging International, DPS said. Graphic Packaging International personnel assisted officers in identifying and removing the stolen property from the residence. Graphic Packaging personnel estimated the stolen property to be worth more than $1 million. The Cass County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Thompson remains in custody at the Cass County Jail in Linden, Texas. Now, Thompson is charged with possession of a controlled substance between 1 and 4 grams, possession of a controlled substance between 3 and 28 grams, and first-degree felony theft of property. He's in hot water, folks. This is a mess. The investigation of the case is ongoing, according to officials. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.